This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Kurt, K-U-R-T, Fellows, F-E-L-L-O-W-S. Date of birth, July 4th of 1945. Dear Miss Jensen, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Fellows with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and anemia. His last visit was October 27th of 2025. He has lost 9 pounds over the last 6 months. He does limit his caloric intake and keeps his portions small in order to continue to slowly lose weight. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable, and he does have 9 bottom teeth that are in bad repair and do need to be removed, and he's trying to find a dentist to get that done. No fevers or chills, no chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is stable. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood or melena, no bleeding, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight the lisinopril 20 milligram twice a day, bisoprolol 5 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 339 pounds. Pulse is 60 and irregular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 66. His lungs are clear, although very distant due to body size. Heart is irregular without murmur or rub. Abdomen obese without ascites. And he has 1 to 2 plus edema of the ankles and lower extremities and feet. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 29th, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.33. Estimated GFR is 54. Calcium is 8.9. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 3.7. Phosphorus 3.2. Hemoglobin 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. 4, mild anemia of chronic disease, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.